white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
motherfucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hollering me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fucking kill
your ass, bitch. You understand me?
Don't you call this
motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Bring your punk ass here, nigga.
Shut up. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth at the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Don't touch me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt.
You
don't call
fuck
me a cunt.
You.
Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hi, everybody. It's Dwight. I'm here to guide you through the prank calls of Saturday nights. I'm coming through for you. I was going to take this week off, but I'm here. I had plans or tentative plans, and they fell through. So I figured, well, I guess if I'm going to be sitting around at home, I should just come hang out with you fine-ass people. So I'm here. We're going to do calls. Let's see here. Before we start the show, tell everybody what happened earlier while I was grabbing numbers?
Might as well, yeah.
Yeah. You guys will like that. Well, I mean, you won't like it. It was fucking dumb. So, earlier I was grabbing numbers. I was looking for numbers. And I was looking for stuff to do some customer service complaints and whatnots. And so I rolled through and I'm like, oh, what's this complaint here? This woman is complaining about this crab shack that she ordered food from last night. So admittedly, she ordered it very close to when they were getting ready to close. Her story's a little bit bullshit, because she said she went there, and then she said she wasn't the one that picked it up, or she didn't pick it up, but she said she went there. It's dumb. But basically, she said she had ordered this boiled crab bag of seafood, and then a six-piece side of chicken. And I was like, okay, so what happened? You know, I'm reading through there. She's saying she got gypped on the 6-piece chicken. And this angered her something fierce. She called this morning, apparently, because they, of course, they were closed last night. Called today and said, you know, hey, I missed you guys didn't have this 6-piece in with me, blah, blah, blah. And I guess the manager, assistant manager, was the one that made that order. And it was like, no, it was in there. And so this lady lost her fucking mind. Started yelling at the people at the restaurant and flipping the fuck out, calling them motherfucker this, motherfucker that. And she claims the restaurant, the managers and them, were the one that did that to her. And when she called back, they just kept picking up and hanging up. So this lady has the balls. The fucking balls. She posts the restaurant's phone number on her Facebook with this whole story and tells people they need to start calling that number and making bullshit orders, like fake orders, large numbers. They were making $300 plus fucking orders to this restaurant, trying to fuck them over. You know, they were going to have food that was going to waste. Thousands of dollars worth of food that they were ordering and shit on there that we could see. They were bragging about it. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's kind of shitty over like $10 worth of wings or chicken at the most. Like, it was fucked up. So I was like, I kind of want to call this lady and like tell her that she's a real piece of shit, you know? I couldn't find her number. Couldn't find her number for anything. Then we got the idea, maybe the restaurant has the number. So I called the restaurant and told them, said, yeah, if you're getting a bunch of like really funky orders, like large orders, and people aren't coming to get them, here's why. This lady's posting on Facebook, you know, encouraging people to do this. And so I was like, I kind of want to call her and fuck with her. I want to prank call her tonight. I said, you don't happen to have her number, do you? The manager gave me her number. And I called her. She doesn't think it's a fucking problem. She doesn't think she can get in trouble for it. And was laughing her ass off on Facebook. She got on Facebook Live because we're pretty sure the restaurant called her after I spoke with her. Because I told the lady, I was like, here's the Facebook. Like, she's trying to, like, fuck you guys over real fucking bad. And so I called her and I started finding numbers of the people that were making the fake orders and calling them and stuff. And telling them that they're a real piece of shit. And like, so the lady out was like, oh, I'm going to give out the number you're calling from. So she gave out the numbers. And so they all started calling the bots back and talking to the bots on our lines. You just looked at her Facebook. What's that? Oh, update. Let me pull it up.
What's the update?
So, oh shit, maybe should I play the video? Maybe just the audio, not the actual screen of it, because then it gives away exactly who this lady is. But apparently they called the cops on her. That's an interesting update. As far as I knew, she had made her page private, but let's give a listen. Hang on.
Come to the lab, y'all.
I wasn't snitching. I wasn't. That's bullshit, though, when you're making them waste thousands of dollars worth of food over a $10, like, side chicken order. I just wanted the number so I could call and mess with the lady. But she was the one posting it all over Facebook. I mean, she was the dumb one.
Join the lab, y'all. Baby, they don't play me in the game. Girl, they call the police on me.
She thinks it's funny.
I would be fine. Some people call the police on me. Listen, okay, so. Thank y'all. Thank y'all, because whatever the fuck y'all did, that officer say, listen, obviously this was a situation that snowballed out of control. He say, ma'am, I've never seen so many receipts in one spot in my life.
I've still got her phone number. We might still, See, she still thinks it's funny. We may still call her.
I would never grow up. Listen, I don't bother nobody. I stay in my lane. I talk to them people so politely. I was so nice to them people.
First off, we found out that's bullshit. She didn't talk to anybody politely. I hate when people smack their lips like that. It fucking drives me nuts. She did not. I talked to at least two people at the restaurant who said she was cussing them up and down, like left and right. And she was like, run the cameras back. Run the cameras. Again, six pieces of chicken.
People kept hanging up in my face, being nasty to me, telling me, oh, well, about six chicken wings.
Exactly, miss. Over six chicken wings. We were saying the same shit. You were trying to run them out of thousands of dollars over six chicken wings. All right. Oh.
Okay, so we're going to play games. But now they want to take me to court.
Oh, somebody's going to court.
How you going to take me to court over a joke?
Oh, it's a joke now.
Y'all played a joke, now I played a joke. Bye.
That wasn't a joke.
We both joking. Laugh, laugh, kiki. But y'all took a step further when somebody trolled my post and called up there and asked for my phone number so they could call and play on my phone. And
I don't know who that is that did that, but he's probably a fucking genius. Yeah, yeah. No.
Hello?
Hi, what's the matter? So now the court, huh? The court happens, huh? I'm the internet troll. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty decent. So gonna go to the courts over the chicken wings, huh?
You want to go to the court over chicken wings?
No, they're gonna go to the court over the chicken wings, over the courts.
You want to go to the court over the chicken wings?
No, you do.
No, you're dead.
Are you drunk? Are you okay?
Are you drunk?
Bitch, I came back.
Hey.
I keep telling the crack, I love this shit, girl. He keep calling my phone, please.
Tuck your khakis into your socks.
I done blocked him already, girl. Now he done blocked me too, so he called me from the phone.
Ma'am, I own the phone book. I own the white pages.
Okay, well, you should know what's my maiden name?
I already told you we went over this earlier, but listen, do you have a 9-volt battery handy?
No,
your
listen,
smoke detector's
listen,
going off. You're not your smoke
listen,
detector's
listen,
going off.
Listen, dude. Are you fucking listening?
He's talking about smoke detector going off.
Girl, he's bored. He got a mouthful of dick. He just bored. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Are you gonna be all right? You gonna be all right?
I don't know, Freddie. Keep calling me.
I thought you were gonna plug in your phone. I thought you were gonna plug your food stamp phone in so you can call me all night, and then you stopped calling me. I got lonely.
I got no food stamp phone. I got no food stamp phone, baby. It's broke.
Your food stamp phone's broke.
I can't press one on it.
Hey, I'm worried. I'm worried that you don't have the smoke detector with a proper battery. You hear it chirping back there? You got to plug that in.
That's mine.
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about.
I don't care whose it is. Plug
that's
it in.
Not even my house, sir.
I don't care whose it is. We need safety in here. I used to be a fire marshal.
Okay, well, open your mouth, stick your tongue out, and put your tongue on the pot where the battery go at, okay?
I know where the battery goes. I know where the battery goes.
Put your tongue right there then. Open your mouth and say, ah.
Listen, I'm happily married. You can't be on this recorded line telling me to put my tongue anywhere.
Open your mouth and
don't,
say, ah.
Hey, don't tell me to put my tongue
open
anywhere.
Open your
it.
Mouth and say, ah.
Okay, if I do it, will you stop
know
yelling
that
at me?
That's harassment.
Girl.
Yeah, that's harassment.
They stupid. They messed up when they gave this man my number.
No. I stole it from them. Listen, they wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I stole it when I went in there.
Oh, now that's what your lie is? I already got you on record and say they gave it to you, sir. It's too late for all
I know,
that
I know,
shit,
because
I
don't
the
want
the
them coming after me because
I
stole.
I know the law, baby. You can't sit up here and play with me. Let's go to court. We can go to court about them hundred orders that they did not fulfill today. We can go to court about them 100 orders they got mad because they had to tie 100 knots. And leave all them 100 knots sitting on their counter.
So you're admitting in this court of law you're guilty or not guilty?
I'm not admitting that. Then Facebook did it. I didn't do it.
Are you guilty? But you commanded them.
You said,
were their
Facebook
general.
Facebook did it.
You did it.
Facebook did it.
I command you to plead guilty or not guilty right now in this court of law.
You say they didn't give you my phone number, right?
You're going to get a fine for causing damages to the business.
You say I'm not going to give a shit, bitch. They need to find my name. Fuck you going to find me for? You can't find me, bitch. You sound stupid.
I sound stupid. Why? Because I told
Girl,
you everything?
Girl, put it back in here.
I'm kind of scared.
Is there child abuse going on this other line?
What child abuse? Listen, baby, you loud and wrong because there's two people on the phone. You are loud and wrong.
I'll be as long and fucking loud as I want. God damn it.
I need to plug in my smoke detector. Tell you smoke detector.
Yeah, that's mine going off.
Ma'am, all it takes is a $2 Energizer battery to keep you safe.
I'm not a child abuse. I'm fussing at my kids.
Great, crazy. You don't even understand.
Why is there child abuse going on? There are two people on the line, sir. So you are basically harassing her.
No, that's incorrect. Where'd you get your degree from? I got a degree.
This is someone that is on the line also. You are harassing her.
No, are you her lawyer?
Come here.
Are you her lawyer?
No, I'm not her lawyer.
Okay, well then don't spout
King,
the law.
We have an issue.
I am a lawyer.
Okay, but you're still harassing. Lawyer? If you don't listen, close the door and put him back in here.
Are you trying to cage a child? Is that what's going on here?
Miss, nah, you could have pissed me off. If you would shut your cracker ass up.
Why are you trying to put a child into a cupboard? I hear this. It's child abuse. Stop it.
You is loud and wrong. I'm going to need you to go play with your balls or something.
I will do that later. Thank you.
Girl, I'm still trying to figure out why is this man on my phone by Rock and Crab.
Girl, harassing you at 10 o'clock at night. It's 10:36 at night. Don't you got somebody to go molest or something?
My balls? But I'm going to do that later. I don't think it's appropriate that there's a young child giggling about that. I don't feel right about that. Tell the kid to go in the other room.
That's Roberto.
Are you drunk? You're a drunkard. Listen to you. You're slurring your speech. You're stumbling about in your house.
Why are you calling my phone? Nobody around here drinks, sir. Why are you calling my phone, sir?
I saw you smoking marijuana. You were injecting marijuanas into your arm.
I have a marijuana card. Do I need to go back live?
You were injecting marijuana into your arm.
Do I need to go back live with my marijuana card? Because I got a marijuana card. I'm legal in the state of Florida.
Don't come in here no more.
Listen, so I'm going to...
Do not come in here.
I'm going to hang...
What's your name for it, bitch?
I'm going to hang up.
What's your name for it, bitch? Ah!
Shut up. Listen, I'm going to hang up now. Don't you dare call me back, okay? Shut your mouth. I'm going to hang up now, and don't you dare call me back. Don't call me back. Lesbians. Okay, that's pretty much it, because that's what she does. She just starts shouting. She tries to just shout over you is what she does. That's her tactic. So, but that's her.
She does a lot of... Hubba bubba.
Yeah, she does that a lot. She kept yelling. She kept calling me a cracker really loud earlier. She just kept yelling cracker at me. But that's what she does when you're out smarter and you out shit talker. Then she just starts yelling at you. We were dealing with that for a good hour and a half earlier. Oh yeah, quacker. She kept pronouncing it wrong. Quacker.
Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hey.
Hey. I was trying to reach you. We're calling from over here at Bimini Beach, and I understand you had a horrible customer service experience when you were with us last.
Look, it wasn't horrible. Everybody's wonderful, but you stood in line forever for drinks. But a gentleman, is this Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Well, the last conversation we had wasn't pleasant, and you used some of the foulest language I could imagine. And so we really don't need to talk.
Well,
you know,
I
could have handled that call a lot different.
I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking tonight. I'm not drinking tonight.
We'll talk another time when I'm with family right now.
Listen, you cocksucker. We got to figure this out, all right?
Okay, you call me tomorrow when I'm not with family, okay?
You're not with family. They hate you.
What'd you say?
Your family hates you. Do you understand?
Hello?
Hey, is that Jeff?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dwight from over here at Pizza Hut over in Port Lavaca. You had an issue?
Yeah, why are you calling me at 10 o'clock at night a week later?
Well, because we're getting ready to close up right now, and I'm finalizing the tickets for the week.
Okay.
And so I was just calling to see what the issue is and see if we can't get that resolved for you.
Well, the issue is your rude-ass people that work there.
Okay. Is that people that answer the phone or at the front counter taking the orders?
No, at the front counter.
Okay. And do you recall the person's name, the employee's name that would have offended you?
I don't.
Okay. Do you know what they look like?
It was like three different people in the store. I went to the drive-thru. Nobody came to the window, so I drove around to the walk-in. There was a young girl that was going back and forth between the drive-thru and the cash register that never even looked up to see anybody that was there.
Mm-hmm.
There was an older Hispanic lady that was working on the grill, and then a white guy.
Okay.
And so they all, obviously they were busy, I understand that, but nobody even acknowledged that it was that there was me or this other lady that was even there. You know, look up, say, hey, we'll be with you in a minute, we're busy. I understand that.
Uh-huh.
And then old girl wants to, the young girl wants to pop off and say, because I ring the bell.
Right.
Because she came in to the register and walked off, so I rang the bell.
Mm-hmm.
And all I heard her say is, well, he can wait like everybody else.
So it was the whole team that was on duty that day.
Yeah, the whole place was trashed.
The whole team. Okay. Give me just a moment. I'm just documenting this real quick here. I'll make sure that I got everything down, because I'm going to have to send this corporate. It sounds like it doesn't sound like a situation where coaching is going to do any type of good here. All right, type this up. And how was this? You've been coming to this location for quite some time, is that correct?
Oh, I don't even live there. I work there.
You work.
I just was picking up. I was picking up a pizza on the way home.
Okay. And do you remember what your order was?
It was a large pepperoni and jalapeno, if I remember right. No, it was a large supreme pizza.
Large supreme. Okay. Let me just type this up. A little shaky in his story. Can't remember the order. Can't recall employee's name. Identifies employees by their skin color. Okay, and what do you believe that would be a fair compensation for your issues?
I don't need compensation. I just won't go back.
All right. I mean, that's a given, because our employees felt threatened and we had you trespass. So, I mean, that's a 100%. Yeah, you're not coming back. But the coupon would still be good at another location.
Wait. Hold on. What did you say? Your employees don't what?
Well, they didn't want you coming back. They felt threatened by your presence because you were exuberating quite a bit of white privilege. And so we had you trespassed. You should have been served with papers.
Well, fuck you. Eat a bag of dicks, you motherfucker, in your fucking white privilege. Shut the fuck up.
Excuse me? Hi, Jeff. Pizza Hut calling once again. We got disconnected after your rant, your little white privilege rant. We're going to forgive you. And let you know that if you want to order takeout or delivery from our location, that's fine. You just can't step foot inside. We will have one of our very busy drivers come on over to your location, wherever that may be. I don't know if you're going to be in the local prison or what it is after you go to the court systems. But if you have any questions, feel free to call me back and we'll speak about it like civilized human beings. All right, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm trying to get some advice about the relationship that I've been in for about 2 weeks. And I wanted to ask, in your opinion, what is the soonest you could tell a woman that you believe that you're in love with her without getting any type of backlash, like and making it really weird?
you know what? There are no rules. And yeah, there are good ideas and good ways to go about it, but there are no rules. Even in the big thing in How I Met Your Mother was Ted's the kind of guy who says, I love you early. And he needs a woman that can accept the fact that he's the kind of guy who says, I love you way too early.
Okay.
And that happens. I think that just there's also the other side of that. Just because you feel something doesn't mean you have to say it. You can be in love with her and you can feel it and treat her like that. You don't necessarily have to say it, because when you say it, you have that big confession moment, which almost never works out for anybody, where she's on the spot and she has to say it back or not. And if she's not ready to say it, be it that she has love on a higher level or she thinks about it in a different way, it's going to be awkward and hurt you, and it could be bad. That's the backlash I think you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. But what I want to say, I mean, the only fault. The only thing that I don't like about her is she has a phobia. It's crazy as all get out. But she has a phobia about cereals that, you know, cereals, they'll come in boxes, right? They'll either be in a box or you can get those big jumbo bags, right? The big, they're like the no-name off-brand bags. She refuses to have any cereals in the house that are in a box. Like, I can't have, like, any, like, Raisin Bran Crunch, my favorite cereal ever. And it's just so good. But because it's in a box, she won't let me, I don't know if I can love somebody like that, but I do rate, like, if I had a 75% says, yes, I love this girl, and I don't know if it's because her weirdness, like, I'm attracted to her weirdness. Like, she won't even let me pull the bag out of the box and keep the bag and, like, throw the box out. She knows that bag has been in that box.
Okay. Listen.
She says the Fruit Loops taste weird when they come out of the box and out of her ass. There's milk and ass cereal in her, and I eat it, and she doesn't like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe she's not for you.
Yeah, I mean, I eat Fruit Loops out of her asshole with skim milk, and the biggest spoon I can. It's not a wood spoon because you get splinters that way. But then when I do it, I do whatever she likes.
First off, you can use wood spoons.
She'll get splinters.
They just really need standard bone. You can't use the porous wood like pine. You're gonna want to go with the hardwood and maybe you want a food grade wax.
You're fucking like sick, bro.
But.
Oh, we got our first call. That was awesome. I think you're muted, Zaz. I can't hear you.
Yes, I am. Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't want to interrupt. That was going.
Yeah,
that was
thank
great.
You. I knew that took a left turn as soon as he talked about, like, she has a problem with cereal in the house. I'm like, you've done her for 2 weeks.
So I was actually looking up Raisin Bran Crunch. I was like, really? There's a Raisin Bran Crunch? What the hell?
I love – that was a great call. I don't care. Like, it livened up the evening.
Fantastic.
I enjoyed it.
Hello.
Hey, I was looking for Amari. Is that how you say – Mr. Price.
That's what this is.
Hi, I'm calling from Instagram support, and I understand that you had an issue. You tagged us in, and so I'm just calling to try to get you squared away.
Where are you guys located?
The call center? Currently, we're in Seattle, Washington.
Okay. So, can I have a badge number?
Yep. I have an employee ID number. It is S as in Sam, P as in Paul, the number 3. R as in Randy, M as in Michael, 1121B. B as in boy.
So what was it?
It is S as in Sam, P as in Paul, the number 3.
Yep.
R as in Randy, M as in Michael, 1121B as in boy.
1121B as in boy.
Correct.
Okay. I'm surprised you guys called me back. This is crazy.
Well, we try to reach out to everyone, but we don't have contact information for everyone. Usually, we try to reach out through a DM of sorts or an email, but we find that this is the more direct way to speak to people, and it's also the quickest instead of a back and forth with a messaging.
Okay.
So what is it that I can help you with? I understand that you were concerned about a view rate, a daily view rate.
So basically, I had posted a Elon Musk meme, and then about back in September, and then it said that I'm on a 90-day suspension, and then it sent it to me twice within the hour that I'm on.
For the Elon Musk. So that's why you were suspended then.
Yes. Okay. You know what it said.
All right. Well, right here it just shows suspension. It doesn't actually tell me what the suspension was without going through and looking up the suspension code number.
When was I suspended? Can you see the date of my suspension?
Right here. Let's see here. It's showing date of the suspension was February the 8th is what it's showing me.
What year?
Oh, this year. It said you were just recently unbanned. You were suspended on the 8th.
I was suspended on the 8th? What? Mm-hmm.
You had a 8-hour ban on the 8th?
8 hours?
Yes, 8-hour ban.
For which account?
This was for the account. Let's see here. Shocker Price, I believe it is?
Yes.
Yep, that's the one that's showing the 8-hour ban on the 8th.
Okay, and I was banned for 8 hours for what? Well,
It claims. Let me see. Let me put this code in real quick. It takes me a few. I gotta get up a few programs here. All right, let's find that cross reference.
Well, okay,
go ahead while I'm looking up this band code.
My question is now: am I unbanned? So that's my first question.
Yes, it was only 8 hours on the 8th. We are currently on the 25th, so yes, that has been cleared.
Well, since September of 2021, my views have been letting me get only like 10 to 15 views. And yesterday was the first day it let me get more views.
It does look like you've been, let's see here, you've been, marked as an 18 plus only. So anybody under 18 cannot view your Instagram. It's part of the algorithm. The algorithm code here. It looks like for excessive drug use and possible nudity.
Drug use? Is this a joke? Are you joking?
No. That's what. I just had to pull up. I had to pull up the code book here. There's two codes: the drug use code, and then there's also risque clothing is what it says.
But I don't even smoke or anything. Okay.
Do you vape, edibles, anything of that nature?
No, I don't do anything. I don't post any of that.
All right. I'm putting this down here real quick and print out some hard copies. Let's see. And when was the on your one of your most recent posts? What was the view count? Because I do see the view count.
Can you not see that when you're in?
On your view count? No, sir. I have an account up. I don't keep stats.
Well, for my story, I got like 300-something.
300?
That's because it just happened just yesterday. For months before that, it wasn't letting me get those views.
Okay, so it wasn't. What was the maximum you were getting when you were theoretically being throttled?
15. For the past 8 months, I've been getting 15 views about max.
Okay, and do you know that was that after the first suspension? You said you had tweeted, or you had made some type of comment. Is that about the time you started seeing some throttling going on? Is it during your first suspension? Is that about when you started seeing a throttling of views on your account?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was like before March. It was a long time ago.
Okay. All right, and let's see here. The AI, from what we can see here, the AI detected that you wanted wanted more, I guess, how do I put this properly? I'm just going to read what it says. I'm not going to even sugarcoat it. It said the AI detected that you wanted more horse masturbation images. And then when Elon took over, that carried into a block.
That's a prank.
Okay. No, because Elon's not into horse masturbation.
Oh, what?
I mean, that's the company line.
What are you talking about?
It says if you're going to use our services, you can no longer be fetishizing horse masturbation.
Hello?
Hi, I was trying to reach Michelle. I'm sorry, I have a shaky line here.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking to?
This is Dwight. I'm calling from Comcast. And I understand you had a ticket opened in our social media team about some service issues?
Correct.
Okay, give me just a moment here. I'm going to pull the account up. Excuse me if my typing seems loud. I have a new keyboard. All right. Let's see here. All right, and what can I help you with? Would you prefer I call you Michelle, or would you like me to use your last name?
You can call me Michelle.
All right, Michelle. My name is Dwight, and again, I'll be servicing you tonight. What can I help you with here at Comcast?
Okay, so I have two issues. First issue, and the most important one at this point, is that my 82-year-old father has been trying to get internet. All during the time that they had since COVID, I've been trying to get the internet going, get it set up. It's working, it's not working, it's working, it's not working. I actually called and talked to a representative who was so nasty.
What did the representative say?
She said that if I wanted to get service, because my father has the cheapest service, I need to pay the $99 to get 3 years service call. I said, he can't afford that. You mean to tell me that he has service with you guys and you can't get him set up? It's never been working consistently. If you look through the whole time I've been calling, that's been an issue. I've been dealing with it for the last 5 years, and the only reason that I know is because I'm the person that does it. She's like, oh no, I'm just saying, if you want to get the proper service, you got to pay for it. And I said, you know what, I don't even like the way that you're talking to me. What if my parents would be calling? Let me speak to somebody else. There is no problem.
Okay. Was this an after hours? Was it a late at night call?
It wasn't after hours, but it was on. Let me see. It was Friday or Saturday. No, it had to be Thursday. It wasn't after hours. It was during the business day. But I called the number on their bill instead of just calling the regular Comcast number that I had. When I called the number that was on the bill,
right.
Every time I call back, I got that list. Twice.
Well, what does happen is when a customer service rep handles your telephone call, and then you call back within 3 days, you're actually routed back to the same representative, so that they can finish completing whatever issue it was. So it's not you're not talking to multiple people, and have to re-explain the issue. So that's probably why you kept getting the same person. It recognized the phone number and routed you back to that person. Hello? Did she leave? She left. The fuck?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for cussing. Yeah. I thought you disconnected. I thought we were getting somewhere.
No. So the issue is that they've not been able to have consistent service. Mm-hmm. The customer service that they've been getting is understood during pandemic. Now we're not during pandemic. Everything is you gotta set it up yourself. You gotta come pick it up. All of that. Okay. You know, my dad is 82. They can't do all that. Mm-hmm. Granted, I'm available to help.
Right.
But I'm not even getting anywhere. If I don't know, I'm not a techie person. I've tried to hook it up the best of my ability, but something must be wrong. even when the test comes out, I don't know if the box they have is outdated or what. But when they come out, they say it's got to hook up. There's no small kids. There's no animals. Still, it's the same issue. They'd be watching a movie today, and then tomorrow, the internet don't work. What? Then they want to troubleshoot. But they're not good with troubleshooting. They're too old. They don't know how to troubleshoot the stuff. They shouldn't have to do that. Once it's set up, I shouldn't have to keep resetting.
Okay.
Every time you go to reset it, you got to change the password.
And can I ask you, is my audio okay? Because I am working remotely currently, and I'm in my car. I have to go get some printer ink from down the road here. It's fine. Okay.
No problem.
Okay, great. So they're basically trying to do troubleshooting and technical support that's outside of the capabilities of the customer at the home.
Correct. Even with me doing the troubleshooting, it wasn't working. And
okay.
I think that I'm pretty familiar with what's going on in terms of systemic stuff.
Right. Oh, shit. There's the Home Depot. Son of a bitch. Oh my god. Hello? Where's my phone? Hello?
Hello, are you okay?
Hello? Where's my phone? Ma'am, I can hear you on speaker, but I can't find my phone.
That's okay. Are you okay?
Oh, she asked if I was okay and then hung up. You bitch. Hello?
Who's this?
Oh, hey, this is Dwight from Amazon. I was trying to reach Marco.
You got him.
Hey, Marco, I understand you're having some problems with us over here at Amazon, and they sent me. I'm one of their best guys to try to figure out what we can do.
Perfect.
All right. So they didn't give me many details. They just said you're a very important customer and that I need to get a hold of you stat and try to do my best to solve the situation.
Okay.
I actually got an email from Jeff Bezos' administrative assistant. So like the person that helps him with his day-to-day operations, they sent me a message.
Okay.
And I'm in charge of your case now. So here right. I am, and I'll be happy to help if you just let me know what's wrong.
All right. So I have a issue with a third-party seller.
Third-party seller.
And I ordered an item back beginning of February.
Okay.
Are you able to see the account or?
I can pull it up. Unfortunately, it'll show me purchase dates. But it's not going to show me the item because I'm not in the returns and refunds department. That's handled by a different department.
Okay. So long story short, I bought these headlight assemblies for my vehicle. They came defective. They're missing the correct plug to plug into the factory harness.
So it's some type of adapter then, or is it supposed to be like a universal?
It's supposed to be plug and play.
Universal. Okay, gotcha.
You know, yeah. I mean, so they're listed for my application. I reached out to the seller. They wanted my VIN number. They wanted to make, model, year of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Verified that that's supposed to be the correct part. Long story short, not usable. So I requested a return. Your customer service people said, yep, if it came defective, the seller should be sending you a prepaid label. We'll get these things shipped back. The seller sent me a address label, not prepaid. I attempted to return the item. It cost $222 to ship it back. And I said, well, that's just a ridiculous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached back out. Your people tried, I've probably talked to 15 so-called supervisors,
mm-hmm.
all offshore. I asked numerous times to speak to somebody in the U.S., couldn't get anybody.
Hey, that's me. I'm in the U.S.
So I got you. Now, everybody assured me we'd get this taken care of. The seller has not communicated back. Everybody's told me we had a valid A to Z claim, which I think we've done 5 or more A to Z claims, and they all get canceled out with a response that I didn't return the item, mm-hmm. so they're not going to do anything. The issue really lies here is none of the supervisors that I talked to thought that I should be on the hook for the return shipping, especially at the cost of $222. It was the cheapest option I could find. They recommended I use USPS with tracking so we could show that it was delivered back to the seller. Anyways, in a nutshell, I'm just not getting anywhere. I've probably got, I don't know, every phone call's about 45 minutes to an hour every time we try to do this, and everybody assures me we're going to get this resolved. The A to Z gets reopened.
Mm-hmm.
People have supposedly put in multiple notes.
So have you tried, you've tried the return then, or are you still waiting for the seller to do a prepaid so you could do the return?
I've been waiting for a prepaid because every one of these representatives for the most part has told me that because the item came defective, unusable, not as described, whatever you want to say.
What I have documented here from the third-party seller, they provided us with some pictures, which I guess they claim that you've sent them. And from the pictures I see here, the headlight assemblies are they're both cracked and broken, and there's what appears to be blood on the headlight assemblies. And they said they were afraid that this happened in a commission of a crime, and that's why they didn't want to accept a return.
They are not pictures that I sent.
Okay. Is your car red?
No.
Okay, because this is definitely on a red vehicle. I couldn't tell you the make or model. I'm not very good with that. It's showing hair, because there are some close-ups. Hair, blood, semen, all on the headlight assemblies. And then they also stated when they spoke to you via, it looks like email, they also said you made some racially charged comments towards them.
No, I don't know where this is coming from.
This may be their attempt to somehow free themselves of obligations to do a chargeback here, or some type of return exchange refund situation.
I mean, what are you serious with what they're stating?
There's pictures in the file. That's why I asked if it was red. I mean, there's red flag number. There's right there is number one. Apparently, these didn't go on a red car.
Saying there was blood, hair, and semen?
Correct.
Who the hell says that? I mean, that's nuts. I mean, what?
That's what they have notated here in a file. How they could tell that from the picture? I mean, they are cracked. The red could be runoff from the paint on the car. I don't know how new the paint job is. But how they would, the white cloudiness I would expect would be done from, cars over time, the moisture gets inside of the housing and it will cloud the lenses. But these are brand new. Let's see here. All right. what they said they've done, or they're going to have, they want you to send it back. We're going to go ahead and get a return label. We're going to pay for that from Amazon. We're not going to keep playing around with them. So we'll foot the bill on that. But we do have to let you know that once we get that back, we're going to have to run the DNA, and we're going to have you go in and have a semen and blood draw at your local lab so that we can compare.
No, this is some fraudulent phone call here. No.
I'm sorry? I mean, this is out of my hands, unfortunately. If there's some type of crime, we have to have that evidence. We have to be able to compare. If the police will come back at a later time and they're going to use this in a court proceeding, then we have to cover all of our P's and Q's.
No, that's craziness.
No, no. What we'll need you to do is you'll just at your local doctor's office. It doesn't matter. Just anywhere that has a lab. If you'll go down there and have them take a vial of blood, and then go and you'll have to masturbate into a cup, and they'll send us back the results.
Hello.
Hi. I was looking for Tawny.
Who's calling, please?
I was calling from the over here at the auto mechanics, and I wanted to apologize for the issue with the truck that we had all week.
Okay.
And I talked to Jeff, but I told him I would be calling to speak to you personally.
Okay, so what is your name?
My name is Dwight, Dwight.
So are you the one that was on the way back from Tulsa?
Correct.
Okay, so, but Brett never called us when he finished with the truck. He just texted.
Yeah, Brett, I mean, I don't want to talk badly about him. He lacks what we call people skills. Okay. He's currently going through recovery, and I'm not that that's an excuse. He should have called you. But I feel that it's actually part of our fault, that he got addicted to huffing gas. So,
okay.
You know, we try to cover for him as much as we can, but at this point, it's either recovery or nothing. So I wanted to call you personally.
Well, okay. We just put an awful lot of money into this truck, and nobody came out and said, okay, here's everything that was done, and here's what the guarantees are, and here's what you need to do if there's a problem, you know.
And did you notice the issues that he had with the truck at all?
The issues.
Well, when he was doing some of the work, he kind of lost control of the MIG welder. And there was quite a gash in the gas tank. And because we couldn't get a replacement gas tank as fast as when you wanted the truck back, he repaired it. He put a substantial plate, a steel plate, in the gas tank. So you might notice there won't be quite as much gas going into the tank because he did have to block that off.
Oh, that's going to be a problem.
Why is that?
Because as much as I use those fuel tanks, they need to operate properly.
Yeah, you're probably only operating right now probably half to three quarters capacity. The fuel gauge will still show full, but that's not the case. And that should have been, again, that should have been relayed from Brett.
Nothing has been relayed, so I'm going to trust that on Monday you will figure out a way to get all this communicated. That's not going to work with my fuel tank.
Okay.
I pull a 30-foot hauler. I'm not going to stop less because somebody screwed up my fuel tank.
Okay. Do you frequent one gas station more than another? Like, are you brand loyal or anything like that? Or are you just whoever's got the cheapest gas, I assume, then? Like, cheapest price. Cheapest
depends
prices.
On where I'm at.
Okay. Because what I do have some coupons that could probably get you through for right now, because you might have to stop a little more often until we can get a new tank.
You don't need to worry about that.
Well, we got a new tank ordered, but it's going to be about 2 months.
Okay, you're going to put this in writing?
Yeah, in writing. when can we get you down here so that we can, because I would prefer to sign it in front of you. And if you want to bring somebody, yeah, that could be too. A witness.
I've driven up there so many times and not had anybody there. So you tell me when you're going to be there.
We'll be here 8 a.m. on Monday. But what we're going to do, we could fabricate one unless you want an actual factory one.
Yeah, I want a factory tank.
Okay. What we'll do is we'll have you come down. Are you going to bring the truck when you come down? Or are you going to be driving it?
Just depends.
I guess I'm asking, could you drive it?
I could.
Okay. What we'll do is we'll take off one of the gas tanks so that we can compare what we ordered and make sure it's the correct one. If you could just leave that with us for a day or two.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, we just need the good one because we need to run the measurements to make sure it's the correct one.
We should just be able to order it off the part number.
Right, but these are very expensive, so we want to do, you know, the measure twice, cut once method. We want to measure the tanks, make sure it's the correct one before we start ordering stuff, putting out shipping costs.
Yeah, it only has one tank on it.
Mm-hmm. Because when he damaged the tank, he put an additional one underneath, but that's just a regular gasoline tank. So you've got about a 50-50 mix going right now into the truck.
I just filled it up, and it filled it up.
You're talking about the gauge. The gauge will show. The gauge will show it's full.
No. The amount of fuel that went into the truck. It was sitting about three-quarters of a tank, and it went in. I paid like $80.
$80?
That would mean it was full.
How many gallons would that be?
I don't remember how many. I don't know how.
Because he put an overflow reservoir in there, which would have went to the other tank, and it would have mixed. Because he had a diverter installed. And it's been collecting the excess, which you put in. And again, we think he's either selling it or huffing it. I told Tani about the unfortunate addiction that he's developed while he's been working here.
Okay.
So, to be safe, when your gauge starts to get down to about half tank, I would immediately fill back up.
Yeah, but I'm pulling a trailer to Beaumont, so that's not going to be a...
When are you leaving for Beaumont?
Well, it kind of depends on how... I'm not going to drive a truck. I've got problems.
Okay,
with.
Well, I have a loaner truck that you could pull a trailer to Beaumont.
That's all right.
Well, I have a Ford Ranger here that could probably pull the trailer.
No, that's... It can't pull the truck. It can't pull a trailer.
It has a hitch.
How long... is going to be before this truck is the way it's supposed to be.
Let me see here. 2 months. That's for the ordering. How does August 27th look for you?
Like I'm going to come down there and have a holy hell fit here because August is a whole lot further than now.
Right.
And
well,
it takes two months. I'll just come see you guys this week.
We want to make sure to be down there.
Well, I'll figure out Monday. I'll call you and find out what time.
Listen, Tony, don't just fucking show up here unannounced, okay? You announce yourself before you come down.
All right. After just spending as much money as your shop as I have, and then being told you've damaged my truck, I better cool your jets.
We don't work on jets.
If you would have told me there was a problem, this wouldn't be an issue. And if I'm trying to be very understanding with you that Brett has a drug problem or a huffing issue, that's not my issue.
You're right.
My issue.
You're trying to make it our fault because you bought a substandard truck and we've got to do all this work on it.
No, I'm saying nobody called me. Nobody told me anything. The issue is not what she did on the truck. The issue is she didn't tell anybody.
Right, but you brought the truck in. You brought the truck in and you caused him to relapse, ma'am. He has a family.
So do I.
Right, but did because your truck had to have a repair, did you relapse on huffing gas?
Well, you won't know. That's not some disability that I would share.
Oh, well, I'm not asking you to, but I mean, you basically put a drug in front of Brett's face and expected him not to partake.
Okay, that's not my fault. He works there for you, so that's whatever agreement you all have. I expect one of you to come forward and say, "Hey, there's a problem with the truck." That's really simple.
Well, I think from now on you should just take your truck to someone else and get your repairs done there. You can get the gas tank fixed anywhere. You don't have to come here for that.
Well, you guys have damaged it, so you can fix it.
Prove it. Prove it in a court of law.
You
haul me. You haul me in a court. I'm gonna tell them it was like that when you brought it in. I'll fake documents.
All my insurance company.
I'll fake documents.
I'll just call the insurance company and report it.
Yeah. Who's the insurance? Kentucky Fried Chicken.
11 o'clock at night is not appropriate. So
Old Farmer we'll Fox. Old Farmer Fox Insurance.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Tawny, that was just a prank. It was a prank call. Listen, don't go down there and yell at them. They had nothing to do with it. That Brett sounds like a good guy, but I don't know anything about him. I don't work there. And I just had a funny ha-ha at your expense. So Don't go down there and raise the holy Jesus hell with them, okay? Like, the Jets are cooled now, all right? Leave them be. Let them go. Let them go with Jesus. Okay, bye. Bye, Tawny. Tell Jeff I said hi. Bye. All right, hopefully she buys that.
I already found God. I don't want to buy anything. I don't owe anyone any money. And I don't care if I won some trip somewhere. So if you got anything else, leave a message if you ever want me to call you back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Oh, look, my name's Justin. Dollar Shave Club changed the razor. The razor's different now. I've been a customer for 10 years. My name's Justin. And they changed my razor. I really like this razor the way it was. Listen to me. My name's Justin. Now I can't shave my fucking face properly because the fucking razor isn't weighted right. Listen to me. I'm such a little bitch. I couldn't just go down to Walmart and get a fucking Gillette razor pack and just run it across my nasty fucking face. That's you. That's you, Justin. You know what you need to do? You need to quit being such a bitch. Ain't no woman gonna sit on your face with you acting like that, all right? A woman likes a little stubble when she's getting ready to ride it like a horse. But, they don't want that smooth shit, all right? Fucking dickhead. And if you got a problem with it, you can call me back. And I'll speak to you about it. I ain't afraid of you. You a bitch.
Hello?
I was looking for Shelly.
That's her husband. Can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling from down here at the service center about your stupid 4Runner.
Excuse me?
I was calling about your stupid 4Runner you brought in here for brakes and rotors and shit.
So who is this I'm talking to?
My name is Dwight, and I ran across a little bit of a picture there that said fraud, and it had a picture of our service center where we did you a hell of a deal when you brought your piece of shit in here, the falling apart piece of shit, and now you're over here and you're like backstabbing us, basically.
So what's your last name there?
I'm not giving you my last name because you people, and I do mean you people, you seem to try to take the law into your hands, and I'm not going to put a bullseye on my back. God damn you.
No, you'll be talking to the Attorney General, too.
The Attorney General of what? Of car repair?
Don't worry.
Shut up.
Don't worry.
Shut up. Don't threaten me. Now, what are we going to do about this stupid picture you posted?
You'll find out.
Tell Shelly to...
You're making a threat.
No, I'm not. You're an ignorant son of a bitch. You wouldn't know a threat unless it slapped you on the ass and told you to get back in the kitchen and make a sandwich.
So why don't you tell me your last name, then?
No. You can't have my last name. You know who I am. Don't act ignorant. I hate when you hillbillies that don't know cars come down to our service center and tell us we're doing a bad job. I'm classically trained. I went to UTI in Chicago. I went to Universal Technical Institute.
So you're calling us making threats and everything else.
Wait a minute. What threat did I make towards you? I am confronting you about you're made the threat. You've said fraud. You're trying to take money
it
out
is
of
a
my
fraud.
You're trying to take money out of my kid's mouth. This is my livelihood.
It is a fraud because y'all damaged something and I have proof that you damaged it.
Okay, what did I damage?
You should know what you damaged.
No. I want to hear it from your mouth, mister. You want to identify the parts. Identify. Do you want a Venn diagram over here, asshole?
Why are you calling my number and everything else? If you're a reputable company and everything else and you know what the hell you're talking about,
yeah,
then you would have fucking backed it up and you would have made
listen,
it right.
Brakes, rotors, they're pretty simple. I mean, my 12-year-old son could do this. But you're over here, your calipers were rusted to shit. Your axle needs replaced, and it's about rusted in half. It's a piece of shit. You're over here trying to make me do miracle works.
Okay, just so you know, you're being recorded.
Okay, that's fine, honey, but listen, I want to know who went and put the Gorilla Glue tape on here. It looks like somebody painted this fucking axle with Flex. Yeah, it looks like somebody took some Flex Seal paint and fucking put it on the axle. Was that you, honey?
No, and you are not allowed to call me honey.
All right, honey, baby. Now listen, you don't come down here like you're expecting me to turn this piece of shit 4Runner into like Jesus turning water into wine over here. It doesn't happen.
Hey, can you tell me what year model that 4Runner was?
What a year model it is?
What year model was it?
I don't have the paperwork in front of me. I don't work in
the
office.
So
I work in the garage.
You work in the garage.
I work in the garage.
About this phone call.
Who's your boss then?
Honey, you have excellent reception from the kitchen. Why don't you just step back and stop being a backseat talker and let me talk to the man?
I'm right here.
I know, part of the problem.
Who is your boss, sir?
My boss is Eric.
Who's your boss?
My boss is Eric.
So who owns the company?
I work for Eric. I don't work for the boss.
Who owns the fucking company? Who owns the service center?
Mr. Centrell.
Who?
Oh my God! Do you want me to
who
wait?
Who is the owner of it?
Do you want me to wait for you to
who's
turn up your hearing?
It?
You want me to wait for you to turn up your hearing aid?
I want you to get the dick out of your mouth.
I don't
want
to have
it.
To repeat it a third time. So why don't you go and get your screwdriver and turn your fucking hearing aid up and get your watch battery and maybe replace that piece of shit.
Who is the owner of Central Service Center or Cancel Service Center?
Yeah, right. There's your answer.
Who's the owner?
There. Oh my God. When did you oh my shit. Holy.
Yeah, fuck off, you loser.
Hey, listen here, buddy. You're not going to speak
I'm
to me.
I'm not your fucking buddy, son.
Hey, I'm not your son, pal.
If you fucking know who the owner is,
I'm not your son, Eddie.
You're right. You wouldn't be my son because I would have fucking got rid of your ass a long time ago.
That's child abuse, Eddie. You'd be in the prison cell.
Well, I'm going to let you know this. This is being recorded, and if you work there, you're about to lose your business,
pal. What do you mean if I work here? I've been working here for 6+ years providing excellent customer service. I've repaired.
That just went my ass, son.
Hey, ma'am, shut your dick sucker.
Hello?
Eddie. What's up, Eddie? I want my money, Eddie. You fucking.
Hey, we got
fucking
your number dick. Now.
No, I blocked my number. Don't listen. If you're gonna bluff, don't bluff the best, bitch.
307.
What?
307.
Oh no.
6785.
That's not my number.
Oh, okay.
It's not mine.
So why did you feel the need to call?
Why did I feel the need to call? Because you're ruining my reputation.
Your reputation was ruined, son. You should know how to fix the damn
I'm not
vehicle.
Your son, pal.
We're taking it to court.
You dickhead.
We're taking it to court.
If I was your son, I would have
listen.
Hey, kids
hey.
To call and make valuable threats.
If I was your son, I would have smothered you in your sleep when I was a kid.
Well, bring it on, big boy, if you think you can.
How do you know I'm a big boy? You see my penis?
No, you're just a fucking piece of shit loser that can't fix a fucking car. That's what you are.
Hey, again.
Hi, Bauti.
Hi, can I make order, please?
Okay, for pickup, right?
Yeah, I want to pick it up with my hands.
Sure. What's the order, sir?
Can I get the... Do you have chicken lollipops right now?
Let me just check.
Okay, I want to salt them.
We have chicken lollipop, right? Yes, sir, we do have chicken lollipop.
One order chicken. How many chicken lollipops come in one order?
Four, sir.
Four? I'm going to suck them. Do you have chicken 65 right now?
Yes.
I'm going to suck it. I want one of those.
Okay.
All right. Do you have... You don't have Papa Doms, do you?
What is it, sir?
Papadums?
Papadums?
Yeah, or garlic naan, either one.
Yeah, we do have garlic naan.
Okay. Two garlic naan. I'm gonna live uh-huh. on the edge tonight. And then, how much is that?
The price of... So it's just one chicken lollipop, one chicken 65,
yeah.
and two garlic naan, right?
Yeah.
It should be somewhere around 40, around 40, sir. Less than
around
40, yeah.
Okay. And then how much is the one picture of the Ben Kilordi?
Sorry?
I want one picture of Ben Kilordi from you.
We don't have that.
Do you have any teriyaki chut that you can give me?
Oh, my God.
How's your food?
Hello.
Hey, how can I help you?
Hey, Bossarina, how are you?
Hey, how can I help you, sir?
I was just wondering if you're a Haram Jari Kuta.
Oh, absolutely. And how about you?
No, I already told the girl that I'm the big bold Marsh.
Oh. And you tell me about yourself, sir. What else is going on in your life?
I'm a Bangladeshi Putishira.
Yeah, if I didn't make it in my life, I would call other people like this also.
What do you mean make it? What are you talking about?
I think you probably didn't do too well in your life, right? That's why you're making these phone calls.
Oh, no,
why
do you gotta go there?
I know. I'm sorry life didn't work out for you, man.
Oh, you're a sur kuta.
Yeah.
You are,
Your parents must be so happy about their son.
Who's their son? I'm sorry.
Well, I would assume that you have parents, right?
No, I'm so. I'm son of 100 fathers, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Son.
That I'm not. That I'm not surprised about.
Son, the lunch is ready. Lunch is ready, son. Come get food.
I know.
Okay.
Well, I hope things work out for you in your life.
I'm the 99th father.
I hope the same for you.
Thank you.
Except,
but I'll be okay even without
reversi,
your good wishes.
Uno reverse card.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna
fail. Well, it sucks that, you know, people come from other countries and they make it more successful than you ever will. Yeah.
Well, I'm just a Bengali Banshee, you know.
Well, those Bengali people are much more successful than you ever will be. So
are
you want to keep on going? Because I could easily handle you.
Oh, I didn't know that you swung that way.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good luck with yourself, right?
Yeah, I hope you make millions of dollars and you sell lots of food that makes people have diarrhea. Oh, wait, somebody's talking.